Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred
by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to Tamara's Table with Miss Georgia Ambassador Tamara Savino. Tamara, take it away.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. And welcome to Tamara's Table at the 4 Radio family. We're so happy to be back here again. And I just wanted to start our show off today by saying thank you to all of our sponsors and all of our listeners. We're so happy you're here. And I wanted to start also by sharing with you, you know, there is no limitation in God's divine mind. What God wants for you and your joy and happiness, He wants for everyone. Don't you forget that. You know, and let's meet our day with a kind of faith that says, my faith is the bridge between where I am and the place where God is taking me. Let's start off with a prayer and let's get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unfailing grace. Please help us to let go of those things we need to leave in the past and to start moving forward in our faith. May we always see your hand at work in our future and trust you with our every tomorrow. We don't know what the future is going to bring, but we do know that you'll be there with us, God. You'll be there beside us, whatever may come. Please remove the burdens of any pain that we may be carrying. Replace our pain with hope and with the kind of faith that says, I believe. Give us the wisdom we need to see the light on our path and grant us the courage to follow your voice and leadership. We love you and we thank you, Father. Amen. Today, I have a very special guest, Maria. And I'm going to welcome to Tamara's Table a very special lady here in Georgia. And we met through a mutual friend named Susan from our church. I attend North Point Community Church and Buckhead Church here in Georgia. I've been attending that church for a number of years, and I had the pleasure to meet my sweet friend Susan, and she introduced me to Katie. Katie Hart Smith is on the call with us today, and she'll be sharing with us about her award-winning nominated book. So exciting. Welcome,
well,
Katie.
Well, thank you. Hey, y'all. It's good to be here and representing Georgia. So I appreciate having me on today.
Absolutely. It's my honor, really. And, you know, I want to just start by saying to our listeners, just pause for just a moment. Let all the heaviness of your day just go away. Just let it fall away. And ask your heart today, what do you need? Ask your heart and ask God, what do I need? Think about your joy and your happiness. What does it mean to you? And ask yourself, what is the risk or cost of not doing a particular thing? Following your dreams means having the courage to believe in something greater, something bigger, and to have the hope that God will provide. God will provide and pave a way for you. So ask yourself, what is the risk or cost of not doing this thing? So two things I want my listeners to focus on as we broach this topic with Katie Hart Smith, our Georgia author and nominated for the Georgia Authors Award, which will be received by someone very special this summer. We hope it's you, Katie. But I want my listeners to just think about that. What is the cost of not doing a particular thing? And then what is the cost or risk of not trying or just not doing it? So sometimes we have to take risks in life, and sometimes they cost something. So with that being said, I want to share what I shared with Katie in one of our earlier conversations. Katie, I want you to share with us how you got started being an author. And I want to get to the topic that we shared so graciously about your grandmother. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got started and tell us the story of how you got going on your new book?
Well, thank you, Tamara, so much for having me on your show tonight. As you have asked, I've always loved writing since from an early age. I think I was creating and making my own story and picture books as soon as I could put crayons and pencils to paper. And I began professionally writing in 1993, and first for the medical community. And I started writing for the Orthopedic Nursing Journal and then for other healthcare professional textbooks and journal publications. And then I started branching out into a creative world of children's books and children's poetry books. But it led me to creating a memoir in 2014 called Couch Time with Carolyn, which is about the Dunwoody girls. Mm-hmm. You and I both, grew up in Dunwoody, Georgia. Yeah. And that book was really special because it talks about strong, southern, sassy women, but the fact that through adversity, we can get through hard times together. And so it's with my faith and with my friendship with the Dunwoody girls, it's now celebrating 41 years, it is one of the first books that I launched. And then in last year, I launched the first in a historical fiction series, which we want to focus on, you were talking about, called Aspirations of the Heart. And so that is a first in the historical fiction series that's based here in Atlanta at the turn of the century, around the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And, you know, I love what I'm hearing about this. Now, it sounds like you actually have a rich history of the area because you grew up here, correct?
Did. My dad, when we moved here in the seventh grade, was the organist for the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, which is a church, a huge historical church downtown Atlanta. A block from the state capital.
Wow, that is very exciting.
And so the priests, I learned so many stories from the priests about the history of the church and the history of downtown Atlanta. And they opened up my eyes to the social and the landmarks and the architecture. And so that always resonated with me. And I love Atlanta. I love its rich history. And so I cherished it, and then as a writer, you always write what you know. And so I was able to put a lot of that wisdom and the history that they taught me into my books.
Wow, you know, that is such an interesting revelation because, you know, I also love, as you know, history, and I love the architecture. And Georgia is a beautiful, beautiful state, and for those of you who haven't visited Georgia, Georgia has so much to offer here because, you know, if you go further north, we've got the mountains. You know, if you go another direction, you know, you can get to the ocean relatively easily. We've got gorgeous lakes. We've got beautiful rivers. Of course, the Chattahoochee is a very popular spot here. We have many forests and national preserves here. And we have, you know, of course, animal sanctuaries here for various wildlife. There's so much to offer here in Georgia. So I'm so excited to have Katie here because she does know a lot about the history here, having grown up here. And then, of course, she has learned quite a bit, you know, from some of the family members and the folks that she's, you know, come in contact with here through her many years living in Georgia. I want to move on now to the story that you're currently writing, the one that's up for the nomination, Katie. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write this story and what we might be able to all you know, kind of think about in terms of, you know, how we could apply some of the fictional story, you know, to our own lives.
Well, Aspirations of the Heart is the historical fiction novel that you were talking about, and it's inspired by my grandma Gigi, who was a strong-willed woman who, despite her father's objections, left the family farm to pursue an education and become a nurse. And she wanted to break the chains of poverty. They grew up in Indiana, southern Indiana, in Davies County, and they were poor farmers, and her father, you know, just wanted her sister and her to stay on the farm and be married and have children. And that was his lot for them in life. And my grandma knew that she wanted so much more. And it came at a great sacrifice. So she applied to nursing school in Indianapolis at Methodist Episcopal Hospital and was accepted to nursing school. And so back then, you couldn't buy your uniform, so you had to make it. And they sent her the pattern.
Wow.
She and my great-grandma would make the uniform during the day and while he was working in the fields. And at night, they would hide it in her hope chest at the end of their bed at night. And one day when he came on off the fields, you know, she had made her uniform and gotten her things together, and she left for Indianapolis. And because she disobeyed his orders and requests, they disowned her.
Mm.
But she showed such great courage to mm-hmm. have that inner strength to be the woman she mm-hmm. dreamed of becoming, because it forever changed our trajectory in our lineage. And she knew mm-hmm. that education was the key to breaking those chains. And so she was an instrumental
wow.
role model for my mom, myself, and my sister to follow your heart and dreams. So I prayed about it, and I let God take over, and I let him kind of lead the way to know that that was her story. But how could I write such an inspirational story? Because we all have aspirations of the heart. And how
sure.
can I take that knowledge of Atlanta and a city that I love and just adore,
mm-hmm.
and how
yes.
can I put all that into a story? And literally, it came to me in a dream at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was turning 50 years old a couple years ago, and it came to me in a dream on my birthday weekend. And all of those floating puzzle pieces I had for a couple years all fell into place. Mm-hmm. And I literally got up out of the bed as the creative muse taps you on the shoulder. You know, you've got to go with the muse when she, you know, taps you on the shoulder, or else you lose the ideas. And I wrote them all down. And for the next couple hours, I had a complete outline for the entire series.
That
so I have to say it was just a God-given gift.
Yes, it really sounds like it was meant to be. And especially hearing how the pathway has really opened up for you, Katie. And it's, I've seen it. I've been so pleased and so excited to be your friend and see you on this journey. And, you know, when God moves, don't you think that when it's all, you know, falling into place, as you said, when the puzzle pieces all fit together, doesn't it kind of just happen quick, kind of snaps into place?
It does. And it's almost like, I, as a writer, I can't explain the process, how the story moves through you. The characters move through you, and you almost go to a surreal place, and it's a fictional place, of course, that you're writing about. But the actual places and locations and times did really occur because it is historical fiction. But so
mm-hmm.
what you're doing is going to a place and having this spirit move through you to write this story. And it's my happy place. I love writing, and I love when you kind of transcend the story and let the characters speak for themselves, let the story speak for itself. And when it happens, you kind of let go and you let the process take over. It's amazing what just comes out on paper.
It really does. And it's that creative energy that comes from God that flows through us, through our talents and abilities and gifts that he gives us. The last time you and I had a great conversation on the phone, I really enjoyed us talking about some of those gifts and things. And so I'm so glad that you recognize it as that, and that you don't just brush off to say, well, it's a coincidence or something. You know, a lot of people write it off as a coincidence when in fact it is spirit spirit-led. And so I believe that your work is very spirit-led. And I'm so excited that God is using you to have like a pencil in your hand, you know, so to speak, and to be able to write this beautiful story. Tell me a little bit more, and of course my listeners as well, about your grandma and this. You talked to me earlier about her uniform, you know, how you said she had to hide it. And, you know, sometimes we don't always have the full support of people around us. Even sometimes the people closest and nearest and dearest to us maybe really aren't for us. In this particular instance, it sounded like, you know, they had to kind of hide things and kind of keep it in the dark and in the shadows and then bring this uniform out into the light and then, of course, manifest this dream that she had to come out of poverty. So share with us a little bit more about the uniform. You know, you mentioned the cape and some other items that she has in her, portfolio of nursing items that you said she had historically. What are you going to do with those items, Katie?
Well, what we plan on doing, you know, when you're talking about the early 1900s, as it was the case for my grandmother, you know, you're talking about a social environment where women's roles and expectations were completely different what they are today. You're dealing at a time right before the progressive era where they couldn't vote or own property, or there were limited job roles for women. And so unless you were a teacher or a secretary or maybe a telephone dispatcher or a seamstress or a nurse. Mm-hmm. And so they were few and far between, but my grandma was so wise in that I think she's just showed great courage. And when she made her own uniform and made a huge sacrifice to go to Indianapolis and leave the family farm in Davies County, Indiana, how could you dare buck and how could you dare defy your father's orders? I mean, that's huge. So I still have, and as over the years, I became a nurse myself, and so she was such a positive role model, and I have her nursing cape, I have her nursing books, and I have her a couple instruments that she used. And so the college here in Lawrenceville, Georgia, called Georgia Gwinnett College, my husband and I work closely with their foundation, and we are setting up an endowed scholarship for the future generation of future nurses, as well as working with the college to set up a display for the history of nursing. And so we will be honoring my grandmother's legacy, and her name was Orveda Killian Eisensee. That's a mouthful. And we will be, and she went by Kay, so we'll be honoring her memory and donating those items for the nurses to see and to see what nursing textbooks look like at the turn of the century and to see what the big wool cape, it's almost like a superhero cape. You know, it's blue and it's heavy and it's wool. And, you know, those women just went in and had a spirit of service and healing. And were able to pray with their patients. And so we are going to display that on a display case along with those other items. And her pictures, her photographs, her report cards. I have sweet patient letters that were handwritten in pencil to her. And so we will be putting all those items on display, again, to honor her memory, but then inspire a whole new generation.
It really will. You know, this is going to be such a beautiful legacy, not only this story, but all of these items and these letters and things that, you know, apparently that, you know, she kept them and they were so near and dear to her because it marked, you know, a journey that she was on. And her journey has long, probably even her expectations, because now it's living on through the story. And I'm really hoping for you that you win an award for this story. I'm so excited. And now this, of course, museum where people can actually go and see these items and say, okay, this is how things used to be. Look how far we've come. Look how far we've advanced. And to your point, I know that you're very passionate, Katie. You've shared with me before so many times that, you know, you are really an advocate for women and really kind of raising awareness of women being able to do things and, you know, just empowering them. So share with us a little bit more about that and your passion in that area.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy public speaking. I've had the privilege as a nurse. My specialty was pediatric orthopedics and sports medicine. And so I was often a guest speaker for the Emory School of Nursing for 10 years and would speak on that very topic to teach our future nurse practitioners about, you know, pediatric orthopedics and sports medicine. And with that, then I have been invited to speak at numerous events, but last year was the keynote speaker at Kennesaw State University at the Siegel Institute for Leadership, Ethics, and Character at their Phenomenal Women's Conference. And again, that's another platform and an opportunity to talk to women, share stories, and to be able to, you know, challenge them to listen to their hearts and aspire and dream big. And then I was blessed. As you said, things just move so fast. Our Gwinnett community paper called The Gwinnett Citizen reached out to me and said, "We love your writing. We would love for you to have a column in our paper." And so I have a monthly column in the Gwinnett Citizen called From the Heart, because my main name
That's
is
so
Heart,
cute.
H-A-R-T.
Yes, I love
and
that.
And I love wordplay. And so I love being able to share inspirational life stories. And in fact, this month's column is dedicated to International Women's Day and Women's Month and aspiring women. And yes, and so as I always say, I love to tell the story, and it goes back to the old hymn of "I love to tell the story." And
I know
so,
that old hymn so well. I love those old hymn books too. We used to sing from those in church at the church pew. I used to stand beside my dad and my mom, and my dad had the deep, you know, bass baritone voice, and my mother had the high soprano, and we'd all be lined up. And those were back in the days where we wore our little patent leather shoes to church and our little hats and gloves. And if you were caught talking in church, they might thump you on the back of the head. They used to have the you know, the deacons and the elders back there in the back row, and, you know, they all knew me. So if I was fidgeting there in my seat, you know, I'd just get a good thump on the back of the head. But those were the days, you know, Katie, those were the days. And I love those old hymns and those old stories. And, you know, I think I have also shared with you and many of my friends and family that I am a supporter here in Georgia for the Georgia Historic Trust. And so I actually donate to the Georgia Historic Trust for the restoration of historical buildings and, you know, public businesses here in the Georgia area and homes. There are certain historical homes that receive funding. And then we, of course, have specific places where we're looking to restore for the future, just like you're doing with these items for the museum. We want to try to preserve some of the rich history. And I'm very excited that you're a part of that here in Georgia, Katie.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and a privilege. I think the stories always have to be told. And I think it's good to preserve our legacy, because what it does is we are just a blip on the timeline of life, you know, and our contributions and what we're doing here and now matter. And we have to make it matter. And so, because you want to leave it better and leave this world better for the next generation.
Absolutely. And I can definitely see where you're making your mark, Katie. Thank you so much for being our guest. We really appreciate you joining us tonight and sharing about your story. And tell people where they can get it, and then we'll close with our closing prayer.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Hart, H-A-R-T, Smith, or on my website at www.katiehartsmith.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest. And we'll be watching you to see what you're going to do next. I can't wait to see what you're going to write next time. Okay.
Well, thank you.
That was Katie Hart Smith, everyone. I want to share a little something before we close. You know, this is just a saying that I just think applies so well to what we shared tonight. You know, faith tells us that no matter what lies ahead of us, God is already there. Please don't forget that wherever you're going, God is already there waiting for you. He is omnipresent. He was there yesterday. He's here today, and he's in all of your tomorrows. Also remember that the giant in front of you is never bigger than the God inside of you. Okay? You have giants and all kinds of things to challenge you in this life, but God is forever present and He is always with you. And, you know, I want you to also remember that God is going to always say to you, well done, okay? Because you want to take a look at what are your risks or costs of doing or not doing a particular thing. Think about that. Let that kind of sink in during this next week and the next few weeks to come until our next show. And remember to shine. Shine so others can see that God is shining through you, okay? Let's go ahead and close out with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We know that time is short and times are getting tougher in this ever-changing world, but it is just as you said it would be. Strengthen us, Lord, and help us to encourage each other and build each other up in our faith. May we be ever ready and not caught off guard as we see things unfolding. Help us to make the most of our days and to view everything in the light of your eternity. Strengthen us, Lord, and heal us. Help us to grow and mature strong in our faith so we can overcome every obstacle that the enemy puts in our path. We love you, Lord, and we ask you these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us at Tamara's Table.
And yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you, Tamara, for choosing For Radio. What an amazing show today. Watch for Tamara's next show next month. We are just blessed to have Ms. Tamara Savino, Ms. Georgia Ambassador for Cancer, where she will be sharing a little bit more about her platform very soon on a special, special show. Again, thank you for joining us at Tamara's Table.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
ForRadio.com.